Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, we've all read in the Bible that the call to follow Jesus is hard, demanding, even radical. And one of those calls to discipleship appears in Luke 9, where Jesus said to one man, "Follow me." But he answered Jesus with what seems to be a legitimate request. Here's the passage. He said, "Lord, permit me to first go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Allow the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God." Well, John, are the demands of discipleship so high that a man can't grieve his father's death? What's going on in this passage?
Well, of course not. The demands of discipleship are not so high that a man can't grieve his father's death. That's just normal stuff. But that's not what's going on here. The idea is the man's father hadn't even died. What he was saying was, "Whoa, wait a minute. You're telling me I got to follow you now, drop everything, take up my cross," you know, in the words that Jesus used. I need to go home first and wait till my father dies and is buried, so I can get my inheritance. The demands of discipleship are so high that when the Lord calls, you follow and trust Him to make all the necessary provisions. This guy wanted to go home and make sure he had collected his fortune to fund his future. That was not the kind of sacrifice that Jesus was looking for. And neither is it the kind of sacrifice He's looking for now. "Follow me," he said. "Take up your cross and obey me, and I'll provide."
You're listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from the book of Luke, or if you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.